opinion that it never happened, so why was it written? There are leaping schar, give schar to the people who learn it. So the whole world of schar for people who learn in Sarimar. So we're going to try to access some of that schar. Parak Sarimar, for some reason, was able to be a yeshivish parak. It's a parak that's learned in yeshivas more than some of the other program that we've been doing in Sanhedrin. I'm not quite sure why that is, but if you go on Yisrael Chacham, you'll find a number of yeshivas who published Shir Man Ben Sarimar. At the end of the parak, you have some very yeshivish shinyonim, you have Reidif, and you have Yehar Gval Yavar. Beginning of the parak, you have some long places about Schir Lekotin, so there are some yeshivish shinyonim, but that's probably true about some of the other program that we've done. I don't know, maybe it's because of Shmuel Rozovsky. I really suspect it's a yeshivish parak because of Shmuel Rozovsky says Shir Man, so. And he published Shir Amana, or they published the Shir Amana, so that's opened it up to the Yeshiva Shibar. But anyway, this week there was what to do. So we'll start. I want to start just by way of a little introduction about the nature of the Chiyuv Ben Sarimar, at least according to the Rambam. See if everybody agrees to the Rambam. The Torah says that when it talks about the Chiyuv Ben Sarimar, so it says that his parents, all of Imai, they bring him to Beis Din, and they say, "Benenu zeh Sarimar, einenu shomea b'kaleinu." He doesn't listen to us. Zayil v'soyve. By the way, if you haven't already, it's kedai. First of all, I had sent out a suggestion that I'll just learn up the Gemara till the end of the Sugya of Ben Sarimar, just to have an idea, an overview of the Gemara. If you haven't done that already, so it would be worthwhile to find the time, just to run through it, Gemara Rashi, and to read through the Rambam, Perek Zayin, and Hilchos Mamre, also to get an overview of all the halachas of Ben Sarimar. I hope that we're not going to spend that long. Ben Sarimar, it's a few blocks, but it's a lot of tzagarot. I hope all sachakol we'll get through it, hopefully, in a reasonable amount of time. But anyways, could I just to read through the Rambam? But the Torah says, "Enenu shemei bekaleinu." He doesn't listen to us. So the shaila is, what does that mean? Like, what does the Torah mean? He doesn't listen to his parents when they said what? Like, what exactly is? What does this reflect? What is the enenu shemei bekaleinu? What did the parents say that the child is disobeying, and that's part of being a Ben Sarimar? So one possibility is the Mishnah says later on in the Chayin Aleph. The Mishnah says that Masrim Bay Bifnei Shloi, the Seder of Ben Sarimar is that he steals money from his father, and he takes the money and he buys Vosser V'Yayin. There's all kinds of halachas about how much Vosser, how much Yayin, what kind of Vosser, what kind of Yayin, but he buys Vosser V'Yayin, and he eats it together with Reikim, with the Chabur of Srikin, and he has to be a Chabur of lowlives, and it can't be a Sudis Mitzvah. He eats it in a certain very vulgar, grubber way, very Mugushim Dukh way. So it's stolen money, and he buys with it Vosser V'Yayin, and Adam, and then we Adam come and say that he did it, so we give him Malchus. The first time he does it, we give him Malchus. And then he does it again. And he comes, and then the second time already, then he's chayiv skilu. So the Mishnah says, Masrim boy b'fnei shloisha. The Gemara says, what do you mean b'fnei shloisha? You never have asra b'fnei shloisha. The Gemara says, it means b'fnei, so the Gemara is magia, Masrim boy b'fnei shnayim. So the halacha, we have to be master in the mitzvah in front of two Edom. So Rashi learns that it does not mean the hasra of Edom, but rather it means that the parents of the imoy are master boy. They have to be master in him, and they have to say, "Don't be zayil v'sayve." Does Rashi say exactly what Rashi was? They give him musa. Shelo yargel. That he shouldn't have this hergel. Vim lo shama, if he doesn't listen, then malkanoisa be based in, then based in give him malchus, and then the second time ready to give him, they give him misa. So according to Rashi, the obvim they have to give him. It's not the regular dini asura. Actually, this is not the regular asura that we're talking about. We're talking about asura. This is an extra lochem by Ben Sarimar that obvim they have to warn him. Don't do this. Don't be margil in this habit of being zayil v'soyve. Maybe of stealing. Rashi doesn't spell out exactly what they have to say in this hasra, but they have to give him a hasra shelo yargil, and he does it anyway, and therefore he gets malchus, and the second time around he gets misa. So it would be tempting to say that according to Rashi, that's the pshat in Einenu Shema. Maybe that is the pshat. That's the pshat in Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu. That's what it means. And he says, "Benenu says Soyomer Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu." He doesn't listen to us in what? He doesn't listen to us. We told him not to be Zoyel of a Soyvi, and here he went, and he was Zoyel of a Soyvi. So the few Rashi, at least, we have a simple pshat in what's the pshat in Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu. It's a little bit surprising, though, that Rashi on that Mishnah, Rashi does not bring the pasuk of Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu. He brings the pasuk of V'Yisru Oisai. It says V'Yisru Oisai, V'Yisru Oisai. So Rashi says V'Yisru Oisai is lashon of Musar, that the parents have to give a Musar Shlo Yargil that he shouldn't do it. So the Yad Ramah asked in Rashi, he said, why does he bring the pasuk of V'Yisru Oisai? Ramah says he doesn't think that's what V'Yisru Oisai means. He thinks V'Yisru Oisai means that they give him Malkus. Based and gives him Malkus. The Gemara has a drush like that. The Yisru Oisai means that they give him Malkus. Rather, says the Ramah, the mokar for the din that the parents have to warn him is the pasuk of Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu. So I don't know why Rashi didn't say like the Ramah. Could be that he agrees to the Ramah that that's the pshat in Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu. But maybe Rashi shows Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu, that's the Sipa Dvarim. But where does it say that that's what the parents have to do as part of the Tnoi Achiyuv? So maybe that's from the Yisru Oisai. I'm not sure. But Akoponim, at least the Firashi, it opens up the possibility, and the Ramah makes it explicit, that that's the pshat in Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu. He didn't listen to us when we warned him not to be Zoyel V'Soyve. Agav Urcho, just an important idea, you know, the Ramah in Tzav Samach Gimel has a tremendous chiddush. He holds that a Ben Soyer Meir really has to be Zoyel V'Soyve three times. Because the Hasra has to be, don't do it again. So when the Ovavim give him the first Hasra, which the Ramah learned out from Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu, and they tell him, don't be Zoyel V'Soyve, the Hasra is, don't be Zoyel V'Soyve again. So therefore he has to first be Zoyel V'Soyve, and that's the baseline. That's without a Hasra. He's Zoyel V'Soyve. Then the parents say, Oyvei, my son is being Zoyel V'Soyve, don't be Zoyel V'Soyve anymore. And then if he does it again, then he gets Malkus. And then the third time he gets Misa. So even though the Gemara never talks about that first time, the Gemara always talks about the first time is Malkus, the second time is Misa, but there's a null time, there's a Zoyel V'Soyve time null that's at T0, is that how you say it? No, there's that establishes the baseline before anything else. The Rambam doesn't mention any such thing at all, I didn't see it anywhere else, but the Rambam does have that chiddush. Akoponim, that's all if you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, the Masnur by Bifnei Shnayim, means that all of the Ima you have to give him a Masnur. The Rambam says that Masnur by Bifnei Shnayim means that Eidim give Masnur. Eidim are Masnur by. Masnur is Eidim, like any other, you have to have Masnur is Eidim. And in fact, in the Rambam, there's no mention that the parents have to give him a Hasra at all. Whether the parents have to say anything in particular except to show up to base and then say, B'nei Nezeser, M'rei Nenu Shemei V'Kolein. So the Fila Rambam, the question is still open, what exactly do the parents mean when they say, Nenu Shemei V'Kolein? What is it exactly that the parents told him, or have to tell him? What if the parents never told him not to be Zayil Vesayil? The Fila Rambam doesn't say anywhere, there's no such halacha. The parents could have not said anything, and he still has Zayil Vesayiv, and he's still Chayiv. So what does it mean, Einenu Shema B'Kaleinu? So I think that the Pshat, Lefi the Rambam, I want to suggest, I think there's a lot of things that lead to this. That the Rambam Shita is, that the Geder Ben Soyer Meir, is that he's married by Ovav V'Imai. He's married in the Rishus of Ovav V'Imai. I'll show you that, actually. I think a lot of rise to that. And that's a Chiddush by itself, that's not so Pashut. That the Geder Ben Soyer Meir is that he's married by Ovav V'Imai. You can learn there's other ways to understand the Geder, the idea of Ben Soyer Meir. For example, the Mishnah says, Gemara quotes it by us, but it's a Mishnah later on, that Ben Soyer Meir is Nidun Hashem Soifei. He's Nerag Hashem Soifei. But the reason why the Torah said that we kill the Ben Soyer Meir is not that he did anything so terrible right now. He stole, but Skneva is not normally Chayim Misa, and he was Zoyel V'Soyve, but that's not normally Chayim Misa. But here, since he's going to become addicted to such a practice of stealing the Ovav V'Imai and being Zoyel V'Soyve, and he's going to be Mechala Mamon Oviv, he's going to run out of his father, he's going to exhaust all of his father's resources, so he's an addict. So what does an addict do when he runs out of resources? He goes and he mugs people. So he's going to say him a last name of Sabrias, and he's going to be Volodei Shvichas Domim. Umber Torah, Yom HaZakai V'al Yom HaZchayev. Better should be, we should be maimus him now, before he does all of that, rather than wait for everything to come to fruition. So you could say that that's the Geder Ben Sarimer. Maybe that's the whole Pshat. The Geder Ben Sarimer is Yor Desarim Torah L'Slev Daitle, that this is a person who will be Soifim Elastim Esebrius, and that's why we kill him. You could say that that's the whole Pshat in Ben Sarimer. Could be other Havonis. Then Mr. Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel says, where's the Ashor from Ben Sarimer? So the Moses says the Asar from the Sarah Moses and the Pasuk of Leisechel Al Adam. Don't do an Achila that's maybe the day Misa. So the Achila of Sarah Moses under the right conditions is the Rama says, you know, the Achila of Sarah Moses but Tnoi Man Iskarim under the right conditions that he stole from the father and so on, and it was Bosna and it was Yai, and there's a lot of halachas. But in those laboratory conditions, the Achila of Sarah Moses is maybe the day Misa. Eventually, it's maybe the day Misa, and that's the lav of. That's the lav of leseichel al adam. So there's a special lav to eat this kind of achila v'shtiyah. So you could say that's it. That's the din. This kind of achila v'shtiyah. This is not sorry enough to do it. And that's the chiyav misa without looking for anything more than that. That's also a possibility. Demis, we're going to have to think about later. L'fidah ramad that it's roidif. So what do you need in asar? Also, one of the open questions over here. Rama says later by that mission of Al Shem Soif and Erev, the final alif, the Rama says it means that he's a roidif. Why did I tell you that? I don't know if I mentioned that. The Rama, the final alif, and that mission of Ben Sarimayah, Al Shem Soif and Erev, Yod Torah Lusav Daitoi, so it's the interesting Rama, talk about it hopefully before, more in detail. But the Maisa, the Rama over there learns that Ben Sarimayah, Al Shem Soif and Erev means that a Ben Sarimayah is a roidif. Why is he a roidif? Because Soif is the last name of Sabrius. So since it's Soifil, Yor Torah L'Seif Daitai, it's Soifil, the last name is Embryus. So right now he's a Roidif, because one day he's going to kill somebody. So Mashman the Ramah, that's why he's Chayim Misa. He's Chayim Misa as Roidif. That's a Chiddush in Ben Sarah Mera, in Al Shem Soifil. Even the Al Shem Soifil could learn differently. The Ramah learns Ben Sarah Mera, Al Shem Soifil, Nerim means that he's Poshet the Roidif. I guess by analogy to Bava Machteres, the Mishnah also says, the next Mishnah says, Baba Machteres, we had an Eilun Ares. Baba Machteres, Al Shem Soif in Erag. Yor de Torah L'Soif Daitoi. Same as Shoinus in both Mishnais. Yor de Torah L'Soif Daitoi, that he knows the Balabais is Einu Nomaimir Atzmei Al Memoinoi, and the Balabais is going to defend his property, and therefore he comes ready to kill the Balabais. So therefore, so we kill the Balabais Raidav. So the same Lashon you have in the Mishnah Ben Sarah Merah. Ben Sarah Merah is Al Shem Soif in Erag, Yor de Torah L'Soif Daitoi, the Soif is Mechal Maman Oviv, and he's Melastim as Habrius. So the Ramah understood, just like a Baba Machteres is basically a Raidav. Maybe it's a special kind of roidif, but it's a roidif. So Mitzvah Mer is a roidif. So the fee there I'm mad, Mitzvah Mer is a roidif. It's going to need a hezber. We have to grapple with the question, so why do you need an asar? A roidif doesn't have an asar. There's no ashar, don't be a roidif. There's an ashar not to kill people, but there's no ashar, don't be a roidif. And still we kill a roidif, to save the nirdif, we kill the roidif. So if a Mitzvah Mer is a roidif, so of course we kill the Mitzvah Mer because he's a roidif. So why do you have to have an asar? We're going to have to deal with that question, yeah.
And you just cut off his arms, and then you won't be able to
be gone with Obi anymore. Yeah, that's a good question, I guess. It's a Kashan Ramah. Kashan Ramah. Why do you kill him? Why don't you say, why don't we just incapacitate him? I don't know. Strange thing. Where are they? I hear. Interesting point. The Maisel Ramah says he's right. So if he's a right, so what do you need to ask? We're going to deal with it. I don't want to talk right now about their mom. Just letting you know that this is going to be an issue. The Rambam, I think, has a different take. And the Rambam holds that Ben Sarah Merah, Hakamet has an Asara, L'Seichel Al-Adom, but the Gedder of the Asara, the Gedder of the Isser, of course the technical thing is he's able to say, but the Gedder Adover is, the Torah said you have to kill the Ben Sarah Merah because he's married B'Shul Vimeh. How do I know? A lot of things. First of all, where does Rambam have Hilchus Ben Sarah Merah? Hilchus Ma'amar means rebels, halachas of people who rebel against authority. So you have Kibbutz Hava Emes in Hilchus Ma'amar, you have Zokin Mamri is in Hilchus Ma'amar, and Ben Sarah Merah is in Hilchus Ma'amar. So from that itself, that the Rambam put Ben Sarah Merah in Hilchus Ma'amar, what does that have to do with Hilchus Ma'amar? He's Nera because he violated the Asar of L'Soichel Al Adom. He's Nera because Hashem Soifa, he's going to be Melastim Esebrius. What does that have to do with Hilchus Ma'amar? From that itself, Achara is already an indication that the Ram learned that the Geder of, we'll see many more riots, but the Ram held that Hagam is a special Asar. Not every murder of Shusol Vimay is Chayim Misa. But this particular way of being married, which is of being that he's gone to Mishalovim and he's over the survey, the Torah said he's Chayiv Miso. But the reason why he's Chayiv Miso, or the Geder Adover of the Chayiv Miso, of the Avera, is that it's a Merida Bishus of Vimay. And it's come out before us, really. The Rambam like this. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Lav, and I think it's Kuf Tzadik Hei, the Lav of Mitzvah Mera. So there the Rambam says, his Hizironu, I remember exactly the lesson of the Rambam, but he says that his Hizironu from eating, from being Zoyl Soyvei, or from B'tnoyim HaNiskorim, under the right set of the conditions that brings Lidechi of Miso, Shenemer L'Soych L'Al Adam. So no, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs just says the technical azhara. L'soich l'adom, don't eat an achila that may be l'day miso, but it's maybe the shichus domim. Shichus domim means that he'll die, not that he'll kill other people. That he'll die, and that's all. That's what the Rambam brings. And in the Yad also, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, the Rambam says the azhara ben soyer meira is like he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. Just the facts, the dry Maisa of Venezuela Mara. Venezuela Mara, I'm a Batera. I read the Sparsha by Skila. The other Shakas of Elam can hissing, it must be an Asara. The Hechan hissier, where's the Asara of Venezuela Mara? Where's Seichel Aladom? Where's Seichel Achila and Mevio Lede Shichus Domin? Vazu Achilas Venezuela Mara, Shane Nereg El Achila Mechu Eres Shaocha. So Ram says the Chiv Venezuela Mara is because it's horror from Venezuela Mara. Very strange to say that Ram in the Ram. The Ram doesn't start off as a laugh of L'soich L'adam. So that's the other way around. The Torah said Mitzvah Meretz Chayev Skilo, so it must be an Ashar. So where's the Ashar? The Ashar is from the Pasuk of L'soich L'adam. What is L'soich L'adam? Don't do this Achila Mechu Eres, that's maybe L'day Shvichos Domim, that's maybe L'day Mis. So from the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs and from the Ram in Perek Zayin and Mamrim, we could think that this is it. It's just a suggests a kosov that for this Achila Mechu Eres of a Ben Sarah Mara, he's Chaya Misa, without any other further dimension to it. However, if you look at the Ram at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the Ram at the beginning of every halacha, every Hilchas, the Ram lists the mitzvahs that are going to be in this Sefer. So at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the Ram says, Hilchas Mamrim, Yesh B'chol and Teshna Mitzvahs, Sholosh Mitzvahs Asei, V'sheish Mitzvahs Leis Asei, and the last mitzvah lois to say that's going to be covered in Hilchas Mamrim, says the Rambam, Shelo Yehei HaBen Soire Umoirer Al Koil of Ve'imai. That's the gather of the laugh, that the Ben shouldn't be Soire Umoirer Al Koil of Ve'imai. It's clear in the Rambam, it's Chos Astira, face value is Astira. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam says the Asara is, don't you do this Achila Mechleres. And here at the beginning he says, what's the lav? The lav is, not the posuk, but what's the lav? The lav is for the ben to be soyer umayr al kol ovav imay. What do you mean? The lav is l'soyech l'adam. Don't eat this achilu mechveres and maybe l'shichus dam. So the answer presumably is that in Perek Zayin, when the Ram is talking about the asor of l'soyech l'adam, he's telling you, what's the technical maisa isa? The maisa isa that Eden Kham and they're made about is that he was over the soyvei, with the Tanoim and Iskarim, and presumably you have to have Adam and the Tanoim and Iskarim, they stole the money and so on. That's the technicalities of how a person becomes a Ben Sarah Meir and his Chayim Miso. But what's the Geder Hadover? The Geder Hadover is that this kind of Achila Mechueres is called, makes it that he's called a Sarah Umayra Al Kala Ovi Imay. He's married Vishus Ovi Imay. Meaning this Meister of stealing the money from the father and using that money to gratify his addictions to be Zoyul V'Soyvei, that Maisa Mechueres is a Merida B'Shus Ovav Imay. And that's together, according to the Rambam, that's the Geder HaDechil. Not Reidif like the Rama says, and not, and the Geder is that he's Zoyul V'Soyvei, and the Rebosh of the Rambam is Soyru Umayra Al Kol Ovav Imay. So I think what Kol Ovav Imay? What did the parents say? I think the Rambam understood that Kol Ovav Imay does not mean a particular Kol Ovav Imay that they said don't be Zoyul V'Soyvei. Like Rashi holds, that they have to be Masrim, don't be Zoyul V'Soyvei. The Rambam doesn't have that. Masrim by the Rambam learns this means Hasorah Seidim. There's no particular Kol Ovav Imay that we can identify and point to. They told them not to be Zoyul V'Soyvei. The Rambam doesn't have that. The Torah said that this ma'isa mechuer, this achila mechueres, this ma'isa avera l'soichel al adam, it's called a merida be'ab rishus over v'imoy, and that's what it means. Einenu shemei bekaleinu. Einenu shemei bekaleinu means that he's married in arishus. It's a general term. He said einenu shemei bekaleinu. He's married b'melech. How are you married b'melech? Because the melech said do X and he does Y. But there's no particular. Maybe that's a bad example even. But kitzur, what I want to say is the Rambam understood that einenu shemei bekaleinu does not mean. You know, there was one particular occasion when they told him not to be zoyle v'soyve and he's disobeying. His whole hanhaga of stealing was just oven and being zoyle v'soyve, which the Torah said that I do, zoyle v'adam, that hanhaga is chayim, the Torah is mechayim misif word, because the Torah said that epitomizes a merida which is oven v'imoy, and that's called an enu shemei b'kaleinu, kilu means he's married in our authority. And if he's married in our authority, so the Torah said that's already chayim misif. Well, why is it so chomer? That's what that is. Maybe it's a chomer because. Well, that's it. Because the point around it, the geder ha'isser is, the technical isser is l'soichel al adam. That's how it's l'soichel al adam. But the geder isser is that he's an enu shemei b'kaleinu, which the Rambam translates as he's soir u'moir akol ol v'imei.
According to the Rambam, why don't we just say don't rebel against your parents? You don't. Why do you mean this technical?
No, because in order to be chayim misser, it has to be. There are certain tnoim and iskar. Not every son who's married by Ova Vimoy is chayim misa. He's like around the essay of Kibbutz Avraham. There has to be betrayal and scorn that he stole money from the father and he used it to be zayil v'soyve, and the zayil v'soyve has all kinds of garm. A lot of this, there's rules, and that's what the Torah and there's a particular way that he has to do it. And moreover, the Mishnah does say that betrayal al shem soyve nera, which interestingly the Rambam does not quote at all. It's also very striking. The Mishnah ben Tzorim Moir al Shem Sofa in Eret, the Rambam does not quote. Apparently the Rambam held that al Shem Sofa in Eret, it's interesting, it's Hashmat in the Rambam, it doesn't bring, the Mishnah says ben Tzorim Moir al Shem Sofa in Eret, the Rambam doesn't bring it. He brings what I told you, the Asana Asor, the Seichel Adam, the Taitch is, the definition is, that he's Zolul Moir, that he's Soirer umayre al kol of imay, but the whole al shem soif in there the Ram does not cite at all.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, let's see. Let's see. Not see the Perishim Shnayis. See what I thought is. Let's see what Perishim Shnayis if he'll surprise us or not. I thought it must be in the Ram since he's mashed with the mission of al shem soif in there. That the Rambam understood that Al Shem Sofa Nereg is a Musadika Mishnah. Like, why was the Torah so machmer and somebody's married Mishnah Sofa Vimoy in this particular way? It's not nice, Kibbutz Avraham, it's a Mishnah Sesei, it's Laman Yerichon Yomecha, but we should Chayiv Nisa. So the Mishnah is telling me, like the Kashi the Rachmana. No, the Musa Haskel Shaboy is the reason why the Torah was so machmer with the Ben Sofa Nereg. Who's married which is of the Imai to gratify all of his taivas. The reason is because a person like that, who doesn't recognize any authority and all he recognizes is self gratification, so soifu the last name is Adrius. That's like a musr. That mission is a musr shmus. But as far as the halach is concerned, there's no nafkamina. What the halach is concerned about is the gather itself. The ben soyer meira is a married which is of the Imai, but under certain conditions. Why was Torah so machmir about it? That's a musa. That's time and mitzvahs. So in the Yad, the Rab doesn't tell me time and mitzvahs. The Mishnah tells me time and mitzvahs. The time of mitzvah and Torah Meir is that he's Hashem Soif in Eret. But that's not the Geder of mitzvah. The Geder of the mitzvah is that he's Torah Meir al-Kol of Rebbe. Let me see what the Rab says in the Perishim Shnayis. So the Mishnah meant so much. Need Hashem Sofa. Need Hashem Sofa Koloma. Ki Atoyah Ido. Misha Hu B'Mei Katnusim Yerei V'Taivo. B'Zeh HaTachlis Shomar. The Hebrew is a little bit strange, but the Eshel V'Asoyiv Shal Yigzol B'Nei Odom Yish B'Chdomim L'Kachas Mamon Sheyas B'Masha Hirgo. Hashem Yizmor Tziva Sheyehorig B'Pnei Zeh V'Yehorig Hu L'Fnei Sheyarig L'Acherim. That we should kill him before he has a chance to kill anybody else. Yeah, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. He's just explaining, he's just translating the Mishnah. But the Ram and the Yad doesn't bring the Mishnah at all. So So I think you have to say that the Rambam understood that the Mishnah is Taimei HaMitzvos. It's not the Rambam's business in the Yad to tell me Taimei HaMitzvos. Yeah, I think that has to be.
Uses
the same narrow. Right, right. The Gemara, in the first sugya, the Gemara uses that same narrow to want to generate in the Havimino. The Gemara wants to generate a halacha that a cotton should be chayiv. So I think the Rambam is going to have to say it's only a Havimino. But the Maschana, the Gemara is from a possibility where the cotton is spotted. We'll come with all, and we'll get to the Gemara. But
the Maschana Gemara is not
dealt with
the Havimino.
It's a little bit premature, but I guess we're talking about it, so might as well talk about it now. The Gemara is anyway sure. The Mishnah says that a cotton is potter because he's legil lebolcha mitzvahs. Then the Gemara asks, cotton mitol on the potter. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about, cotton mitol on the potter? The Mishnah says he's potter lebolcha mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, no, I would have thought, and since he's Hashem soifin erag, so who cares if he's lebolcha mitzvahs? He's not chayav for doing an aveira. But it's Hashem soifin erag, so we should kill him with a cotton. So therefore, we need some more. It's impossible that. That the Ish is going to the Mesorah Mara himself. Shudashim, because the Ish is the father. Kili Ish Ben, when a father has a son. But the Gemara Dashim is another level of meaning. Kili Ish Ben, when the Ben becomes an Ish. Meaning, Betchilas HaGadlos. So there's an obvious question. So if it's exactly Kosov, so why does the Mishnah say that a Kotan is brought to Shalibol HaMitzvahs? It's not Shalibol HaMitzvahs, it's Hashem Soif in there. It's exactly that kosov. So we'll have to deal with that in the Gemara. Maybe, you know, various ways to deal with that. But I think the Rambam learned that the pasuk is megala. So I would have thought Hashem soif ener. Maybe you don't have to be bolach hametzis at all. Maybe it doesn't matter if he doesn't get einshim for averus. It's not a chiyah for averus. It's a chiyah for Hashem soif. Says the Gemara, no. The chiyah lish ben is exactly that kosov that a cotton is potter. Why is the cotton potter? Because the Torah is megala that the chiyah here is for doing a particular averus. So yeah, the time limit is Hashem Soifay, but the pasuk is Megala. But nonetheless, the Maisa, the Gedder is that he has to be a Mechuyev Mitzvahs, and if he's not a Mechuyev Mitzvahs, and not a person who can be Chayev for Averis, so he can't have the Chiyev. Since the Rambam's in the Yad, when he talks about a cotton, he doesn't bring this Eretz Kosov. The Rambam says a cotton is potter Shalei Bolachal Mitzvahs. The Rambam, like it says in the Mishnah Taka, the Rambam learned the pasuk is Megala. That's the Halacha Shalei Bolachal Mitzvahs. But now, bottom line is the Chiyev is for being Yasara of Lesechel El Adam. This particular achila mechuleres, and like any other aver, you have to be a bolach hamitzvus in order to have that chiyuv. There's quite a few riots, I think, to this that the Rambam shita is. I don't know that all the Rishonim agree to this. The Rambam, we're the source, learns of in some areas outside, but that the Rambam shita is, and I don't know why. The point that we're going to have to work out why he didn't that song, but the Rambam shita apparently is. That Ben Sarah Moira is that the Gedder Ben Sarah Moira, the Asar to Sechel Adam, right? That's a Gemara Mufreshes. But the idea of Ben Sarah Moira, or that with the like Salvation, because always been had in the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyama Mitzvah. So here also, Alderach said that the Maisa Aveira is to be Zayl of Seder, Achilu Amachu Eretz. But the Kiyama Aveira is that he's Sarah Moira Al Kol Ov Vimon. I think the Ram learned that that's Pshat in the Posuk, Einenu Shemeh Bekolenu. What's the Einenu Shemeh B'Kol Ovo B'Kolimi? According to the Rambam, there is no particular Kol. In a way, it's the Rambam Shitosli. Lefi Rashi, when the Torah says Einenu Shemeh B'Kol Ovo B'Kolimi, you could say that's not the Gedder Isser. That's a Tanai. There has to be a Hasra. The Ovo B'Kolimi have to be mastering him. They have to warn him, don't do it. And if he doesn't listen, Einenu Shemeh B'Kol Ovo B'Kolimi, he doesn't listen to the warning of the parents, so then there's Halacha that he's a Ben Sarah Moira. But that's not necessarily the Gedder, that it has to do with Merida B'Kol Ovo. It may not have anything to do with Merida the parents. It may be just a pure right there for Al Shem Sofer Nerag, or some other reason, or no reason at all that we know, Gzeres Melech. The Einenu Shemeh B'Kolenu, according to Rashi, might just be a technical Halacha, that the parents have to be mastering him. But the Rambam, the Shitosu, who holds that the parents don't have to be mastering him, so what does it mean, Einenu Shemeh B'Kolenu? There's no Hilchas Ben Sarah Moira that requires the parents to say anything. Akoch, the Rambam learned that Einenu Shemeh B'Kolenu is the idea of Ben Sarah Moira. The Kiyam HaVeir is that he's not Shemeh B'Kol Ovo Yimai. He's in Hilchas Mamrim. He's from the Mamrim. He's Mamrim B'Kol Ovo Yimai. What the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. Soiru Moira Akol Ovo Yimai. And there's a number of rises. You had your hand up before.
Yeah. According to the Rambam, Shemeh B'Kolenu, where do you get the second Asura from? It's just a general gedder. So I need a second Asura.
Maybe
That's part of the merida. So every time it has to be a merida. If there was no second asra, maybe
how
do
I know? How do you know that there's a first asra?
Yeah, after the psukim, you have to know how you know. I'm not sure how you know some of the psukim, but an idea is not hard to understand. Each time it needs to be a new merida. You have to know how you read the psukim, but that's anyway hard. But however you're going to learn, where does it say in the pasuk that the second time also needs to have a? No, one second.
Like
again, you're asking in Rashi. In the Ram is not sure. The Ram doesn't have that the parents have to be master in him. Aiden have to be master.
Where do you see that?
The Ram learns that didn't that Aiden have to be master in him is the Nerek Halacha that he had by Kol HaTar Kula that all these Surim have to have Master.
The second time he gets Skila. Where does the Ram know that the first time he only gets Malkus? He should get Skila the first time.
But that thing we're learning from something. But Yisroel say where's the Shabbos? But Yisroel say and it says V'Yisru. Where's the Shabbos? V'Yisru. That V'Yisroel say is Malkus. That thing we're discussed. I have a few ideas. First of all, the Mishnah says that if a Torah Mor is only Chayev at Shiakif Hazoka, a short span of time from when he became Bar Mitzvah, from when he bought Shtei Sairis at Shiakif Hazoka. So the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, some of the Gemara Shalish. But the Rambam says that the reason that the Gedder Adolva, why he's Potter, Mishikif Hazokan, is because he's Tzalachay, Tzalachay, he's Yotzim Rishus Ovid. Yotzim Rishus Ovid. So what does that mean, Yotzim Rishus Ovid? Well, that is what? With what was he in Rishus Ovid? A child after he watched the Cyrus. For what halacha is he b'shus aviv? A girl that for the 6 months of Nairis, mm-hmm. Of Nairis has halachas that she's b'shus aviv. But a boy, he's not b'shus aviv for anything. So what was he with Lagabi? What was he yotzer b'shus aviv when he was in Kibay Zaka? I think you have to say he was yotzer b'shus aviv. L'inyan this halacha, because Ben Sarah Meira is because he's Bashus Aviv L'inyan, that if he steals from the father and he's Zayl V'Sayvi, then he's Chayav Misa for being married Bashus Aviv. And that's only up to a certain age. And when he becomes Tikif HaZochon, now he's already too old to be called Bashus Aviv. So now he's no longer in that getter of being married. Let's keep it out of aim is forever. The Ben Sarah Meira is not because he was violated keep it out of aim. Violated keep it out of aim is even a person to be an old man and he has a chiv of keep it out of aim. It's not keep it out of aim, it's more than keep it out of aim. Is that a child is b'shus ov v'imay, and after he's sikav hazokon, he's too old to be called b'shus ov v'imay in that sense, and that's why the Torah patted him after he was sikav hazokon. So right away in that Rambam, you see that the idea of Ben Sarah Meira is that he has to do with his being b'shus ov v'imay. That it's a roidav. We'll take that Rambam so far. We're assuming that that's all he means. It's a roidav. Pashut the roidav. L'fi the Rambam, Ben Sarah Meira is a roidav, and that's why it's chayav misa. What does that have to do with? So this statement, it wouldn't make any sense to say, well, after he's Sikaf HaZokhan, he's no longer B'Shus Ovi B'Imai. What's the difference? The Chiv is not because he's married B'Shus Ovi B'Imai. The Chiv is because he's Soifim Alasim Mesabrius. And why is Sikaf HaZokhan Potter? I don't know. Maybe it's Xeris Melech. Yishami says it's Xeris Melech. Yishami says really logically, a Godel should be more Chayim than a Kotlin. El Xeris Melech. So, you know, it's Xeris Melech. We don't have to look any further. But the Ram says that it's not Xeris Melech, or I don't know what deals with Yishami. The Ram says, no, there's a Pshat over here. When he's Sikaf HaZokhan, he's Yotzer B'Shus Ovi. You see in that Rambam that Yotzer Mishus Aviv, that's that Ben Sarah Meira is because he's Mishus Aviv. And until he's Hikif HaZokhan, he's Mishus Aviv, he's not allowed to be Sarah Meira, I'll call over Vima. And once he's Hikif HaZokhan, but now it's not so chomer that being, you can't anymore talk about he's being Sarah Meira, I'll call over Vima. He's already an adult, so therefore he's potter. So you see already in that Rambam that it has to do with, again, same idea, that the gather of Ben Sarah Meira is that he's Sarah Meira, I'll call over Vima. Then it's the Chayes of Gazal over here. Why does the Rambam say he's Yotzim Shus Ovev? You say Yotzim Shus Ovev V'Imon. The Torah Mor has to be called Ovev V'Kol Imon. So the Rambam should have said that when he's Hekav Hikat HaZokon, he's Yotzim Shus Ovev V'Imon. He's as much B'Shus Imon as he is B'Shus Ovev. L'Inyin, the Dinah Ben Torah Mor, the Chayes B'Shus Shneim. Any of that. I know that's a problem. It's a problem. We'll leave that as an open problem. But Akaponim, we see already again in the Rambam this idea that when Sarah Meir has to do with Merida B'Shus Ovi Vimai. Another ayah. The Rambam says, I think it's also an Alacha. That's how I have it written down. Maybe the Rambam says that the parents could be Meichel until the Gemar Din.
I'm not sure if he means they have to go to Meichel together, or he means one or the other could be Meichel. Not clear to me which way he means. But the Rambam says the parents could be Meichel and the Ben Tzarim is Pata. Now the source for that Rambam is Be'emes HaGemara and Pechesem and Beis. But Rashi learns in that Gemara and Pechesem and Beis, Rashi, the Gemara says that the Ovvim could be Meichel. But Rashi learns it means that it could be Meichel till the Havo'ol LeBeis. Because the Halacha in the Torah, the Tavsu by Ovvim, that the parents have to bring him to Beis. So Rashi learns trapped in the Gemara. If the parents don't want to bring him to Beis, they don't have to bring him to Beis. That could be just a technical halacha. One of the technical halachas of Ben Tzarim Meir is that it has to be, but also by Ovav Imai. So if the parents decide not to bring him to Beis, then that's Arishus B'Yodah. But that doesn't, you don't have to see in it any more than that. But the Rambam learned that the parents can be Meichel till the Gemara Din. Why can they be Meichel till the Gemara Din? They already did the Tosu by Ovav Imai. So why can the parents be Meichel? What does that have to do with the parents? This fellow was he did the Achila HaMechuleres, and he saifim the last time Sabrius. So why is it up to the parents? The promotion, the feeder Ramah that it's house right. So what is it up to the parents to be Meichel? It's not because of the parents. It's because he's a right. So again, I think you see in the Rambam that the Rambam understood that Mansur Meir is because he's married b'shusol v'ima, and it goes to and the parents can be Meichel. It says Halacha that a Rav Shemochal and. And a melech is not allowed to be Meichel, but there's a concept of mechila. When there happens a merid in authority, the person can be Meichel and it's called on his authority. So the parent, since the whole chiyuv and soyer umayr is because he's soyer umayr al kol avimoy. So the Ram learned shatning umayr that if the parents say we're Meichel on our covet, we're Meichel on our authority, so how should be yodim and the mitzvah umayr is potter.
Even according to the Yad Ramah, who is saying that it's because you're rude, so why are there all these strange conditions?
So that's what exams melech. No, that's not would not mechuyev necessarily to. No, let me put it differently. The Ramah we're going to spend time on because the Ramah has. But the truth is, you have a point. If the Ramah meant that he's a regular roidif, so then you're right. Really, why are all of these rules? Meaning, you can't really ask. Normally, you can't ask questions why there are rules. The Torah said gzeres hakosuf that there are rules. It's not our business. But here the question is really a valid question because here, okay, so there are no, so he didn't violate the rules. So he's not in the parship and Sayyid Mirror. But if we know that he's a writer, why can't we kill him also, right? Okay, that's a different question. Why is the cotton potter? If he's a writer, if a cotton is a writer, it's also chaimis. I mean, maybe chaimis is the wrong word, but a cotton is a writer, also gets killed. Parishing Gemara, and then later in the parish. You have to say, apparently you have to say, even Lefi the Ramah, that it's a Reidif, it's exactly the cost of the Reidif. It's not a regular Reidif. We'll do the Ramah inside. The Ramah actually bristles with difficulties that Ramah. We have to grapple with him. But I think, but the short version is, that even Lefi the Ramah, it's not a regular Reidif. The Ramah himself says, really, we should wait until we know for sure he's going to be a Reidif. Let's wait until we see that he's Yerid, the Pashas Drochim, and he's in the last name of Sabrius. It's a special Yorda Torahless of Daita Shalodim kind of Raidif. The Torah is made that under these conditions the Torah treats him as a Raidif. But he's not a regular Raidif. But I'll ask you a different question. Why do you have to wait for Basin to kill him? A Raidif, anybody could kill him. And Sarah Murray, not anybody. A person can't just pull out a gun and shoot him in Sarah Murray. It has to be, oh, it's Mrs. Basin. Basin has to do it. Why is a Raidif? I have to say, it's not the regular Raidif. It's a special category of Raidif. It needs Asma, maybe more, but that's probably the short version. But it's not a regular roidif. It's a. I think the lesson of the Ramai is why do we kill him now? Why not wait until it'll be misbar that he's right? Let's wait till a roidif bar. A roidif bar is a guy who's running with a knife to kill somebody. That's a roidif bar, you know. And even then, the Swedish foreign minister doesn't like it. But the pashut the roidif is he's running after you with a knife. But here, what one his chinuch is so bad, and he's soifim alastim asabriya. So that's a roidif. So that was made. We're going to treat him as a right. The Torah said here was exactly the cost that we're going to give him the name, but only within the rules. It has to be within the rules because at the end of the day it's a special parashah of the Torah than Sarah Meir.
So maybe like you can say that the Yad Ramah and the Grand Ramah aren't necessarily exclusive to each other. The Yad Ramah is just coming to explain to you why didn't you're allowed to kill him. The Grand Ramah is telling you what did he do now that makes him mention Sarah Meir. That's meaning whether or not that's a chiyuv misa or not a chiyuv misa, I don't think is what the Grand Ramah is dealing with. The Ramah is just saying, oh, and why didn't today?
But I think the Ramah is not just high minister. The Ramah is saying, because the Ramah is like very in the nitty gritty. He's not just saying time minister. He says we kill him al-Zeraydif, but it's why Skila,
And he deals with that. Why skila? If he's a roidif, it shouldn't necessarily be skila. The Ramaz seems to be taking it that he yes, it's exerts a kos of the roidif, but nonetheless, it has gidei roidif.
But why is the chiyuv misa necessarily the same exact thing as what the iser? The Ramaz was just saying that the iser is because he rebelled against his parents. But why is that necessarily?
Because I think there's three things. First of all, there's the dry. What's the maisa iser? So that's the Ramaz shaykhul hadon. Then what is the we call what's the kiyuv iser? Like what is the nature of the halachically, besides the actual maisim that has conditions, but what's the gedra adover? So the Rambam says the gedra adover is that he's a married of avvima. And then there's a third thing, there's this time and mitzvahs. It's like really it's not our concern. In halacha, halacha's not really interested, but when we're learning Musa, we want to know what's the time and mitzvahs. So that's the Rambam doesn't even bring that at all, but that's the mission of Al Shem. So according to the Rambam, maybe that's the mission of Al Shem Sofer. But to the Rama, it doesn't sound like this is time and mitzvahs outside of what halacha is concerned with. He learns that the Ramah learns that he's mamash a roidif, and then the Ramah is busy. Like he's shokel v'tori and dinei roidif. He says, if he's a roidif, so wait till later. So he says, well, there's another issue. Yom HaSakev, El Yom HaSchayev. Like there's a whole, he's in the heart of the halacha. He's not just learning Musar. It doesn't seem to me that that's just time and mitzvahs. He understood the Bensarim Mairi, that the gedr hachi of a Bensarim Mairi is a chi of roidif. Why do you not sorry? We're gonna have to deal with that, but I think so anyway. Yeah.
Can't only just be the idea of like the Tamei HaMitzvos is because this rebels the one day go on and do such bad things. Because the Rambam brings it from Allah numerous times throughout, like in terms of what type of wine and how we have to eat.
Oh, so that's the next thing I want to talk about. I think the Rambam does not, and that's the next thing I want to talk about.
But also Bas. The Bas is excluded.
By Bas, the one thing. So let's see. You're right about Bas, but let's see. Let's come to this point now. A very interesting thing. Rashi, throughout these sugyas, is a frequent theme in Rashi that in order for Mitzvah to be chayiv, it has to be mimshach, meaning it has to be addictive. And many of the halachas that we're going to have throughout these sugyas, the Rashi, by Rashi, everything is. That's the default explanation in Rashi for all the various halachas of the Tzoyamer. So for example, the Mishnah says it has to be Yayin Italki, Italian wine. So Rashi says, why Italian wine? Because Italian wine is Mimshach. Other wine is, otherwise not so Mimshach. Italian wine is Mimshach. Or the Gemara says that Basar Oif is Popper. So Rashi says, because it's Le Mimshach. The Gemara says that Achilles Mitzvah is Popper. So Rashi says, because Le Mimshach, so this mitzvah, the Yitzhar is not Mimshach after a Siddhis mitzvah. So, Kaseda, the idea is it's not Mimshach. And why does it have to be Mimshach? Why is that so critical? We're the same her that it has to be Mimshach. Rashi doesn't spell it out, presumably, because otherwise, if it's not Mimshach, then it's not, there's no Al Shem Sofer. The whole Chiv and Sofer is because Al Shem Sofer is Sofer Melassim, it's Mavakesh Shisli Mudoy. If it's not Mimshach, then he's not going to get into that vicious cycle of being Mavakesh Shisli Mudoy. That's how it is in Rashi, and that's what you're referring to. And there, that certainly is an indication that the Al Shem Sofer is not just some kind of, time with a quill that the halacha doesn't have to concern itself with, but it actually goes into Gidrei Ben Sofer Meir, that in order to actually be chayiv, it has to be a kind of Achilles Ben Sofer Meir, that Sofer be that Sofer Masna Mesebrius. And it has halachas lemesev, that it has to be Mimshuch. The Rambam, and we're going to see as we go through the sugyas more in detail, and we can't do it now so much in detail, the Rambam kimat does not have the notion of Lo Mimshuch. Yayin Italki, the Rambam does not bring at all. The Rambam just says Yayin, doesn't have the notion of Yayin Italki. Yayin Mishnah says Yayin Italki, I don't know. But the Rambam doesn't bring it. Basar Oif, the Rambam says it's Potter, certainly the Rambam has it as Potter, but the Rambam does not say it's Le Mimshuch. The Rambam says that it lacks in. Maybe I'll show you the Rambam's, or maybe the Rambam will show you a side. I mean, I have it inside of it. Rama says, "Achila zu shu chayv aleil. This achila ben tzayim mera. Har bidvarim yesh bem veim kulam halacha mi piyak kabbalah. There are a lot of rules about the achilas ben tzayim mera, all of which are halacha l'moshe misina. And he lists, it has to be, he has to steal mishal oviv,
and he has to buy Basa Bezoil, the Ayin Bezoil. It can't be. It has to be with the Chabur Rov, the Chabur of bad people. Ochel kol meichel v'lo yochel basar behema. If it wasn't basar behema, even though it was basar oif, potter. It doesn't say because lo mimshuch. He says because there's halacha l'moshe misinai, that there are certain halachas how this zoil v'soiv has to look, and one of them is it has to be basar behema, not other macholim, not even basar oif. It's not a word here in the Rambam. One second. It's not a word here in the Rambam because it's lo mimshuch. What the Rambam does have is the following. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says later on that the basar has to be the basar of the Betzer Meira. It can't be raw and it can't be fully cooked. It has to be bushel v'lo bushel, half cooked. And the same thing the yayin. It can't be yayin mikitoy. It can't be like grape juice, freshly squeezed grapes that's still bubbling and fermenting. It has to be ready to be a yayin. And it can't be too diluted, and it can't be too not diluted. It has to be like mozuk, v'loy mozuk. It's a whole series of halachas. So Rashi learns in all of that. By Rashi, that's the one-size-fits-all explanation. Because lo mimshuch. If it's raw, it's lo mimshuch, because it doesn't taste so good. And if it's fully cooked, it's lo mimshuch, because that's not how ganovim. He's a ganov, and ganovim can't afford to eat fully cooked food because they're on the run. And this guy's a ganov, so it's lo mimshuch. Everything's lo mimshuch, and the ayin megitah is lo mimshuch. And the yayin that's too much mozuk is leimim shuch, and ena mozuk is leimim shuch, and whatever is, that's what was the explanation. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam, and it's a preface also, and it belongs to the sugis later on, but we'll give it a whole sheet here in the Rambam. The Rambam says, stop about the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, going again, start with halacha. If you happen to have a Rambam, so matay, otherwise I'll just tell you. The Rambam begins halacha beis with all the rules of this achila. Achila zu shechayev aleh dvarim harbe. I read this to you before. Dvarim harbe yesh behem kulam halacha mipi hakabbalah. And he lists all of the halachas. And the one of them is it has to be v'yoychel habosa chay ve'enoy chay. It has to be raw, but not totally raw. Mevushel ve'enoy mevushel. Cooked, but not fully cooked. Kederech shaganovim oichem. The way ganovim eat. He has to drink the wine mozug, kederach shagarot gargaronim shaysim. He has to drink the wine mozug the way drunkards drink it, which means not too diluted and not totally undiluted. The way drunks drink, kederach shayayin mozug kederach shagargaronim shaysim. That's an halacha base, and it's all in this halachas rabba. It's all about halacha l'vashim yisina. Then after he lists all these other and many other halachas that also go into this halacha base, then he comes to halacha gimel. And he says, "Ochel kol meichel." No, halacha dalad rather. Ochel basar chay. If the meat was raw, v'shosa hayayin chay, and the wine was raw, meaning totally undiluted, potter. Shezek kerihu, because this is a mikre. It's a freak. Ve'ein odom yochel lihimoshich bo b'zeh, and a person, nobody, you can't keep it up. So first of all, there's two questions in the Seder Adram and Ram. There's two aras. First of all, why does he put this last halacha about basar chai? The other halachas he gave to me without any explanation. Kulam halachas mipi hakabbalah, and that was halacha base. Many, many halachas, and now he comes to halacha dalad, and he tells me all of a sudden he has an explanation. Basar chai, you can't do it because it's a keri ve'enon yochli moshefay, or yayin that's chai is keri who basar chai v'shosu yayin chai potish is a keri ve'enon yochli moshefay. There should be an halacha base with all of the halachas that he listed before, which he didn't give explanations for. He just said that kulam halacha, they're all halacha mipi hakabbalah. Then it's doubly difficult in the Rambam, because the Rambam already said this halacha itself. In halacha base, when he listed all of the halachas that are halacha mipi hakabbalah, he said that you have to v'yoychel habosa chai ve'enei chai, mevushel ve'enei mevushel. The basar can't be raw and it can't be fully cooked. Chai ve'enei chai. It's raw and it's not raw. It's mevushel ve'enei mevushel. Kederech shaganov ha'meichlim. And drink it mozug to the extent that gargaronim drink it. So he already said this halacha.
that the boser has to be chai ve'ene chai, mevushul ve'ene mevushul. And the yayin has to be mosul kederev shah gagaranum shayisim. Now he comes in halacha dalad, and he says, kilo, it's a brand new halacha, that if the meat is totally raw, or if the yayin is totally undiluted, totally, it's like, what do they call it, ratgut, it's totally undiluted, very strong, so then he's potter, now he has a, it's redundant, he already said this halacha. And now he has a new explanation, because it's a keri ve'enem yochali imashachah. At Lo Amorim, the Rama learned that there's two different things here. There's one halacha, which is that he has to be zoilu v'soive. And there's halachas, halachas Moshe Mishina, halachas in Bia Kabbalah, that define what exactly is an achila that's zoilu v'soive. I mean, it has to be a, Torah said this is an achila, not stam an achila. It's an achila of zoilu v'soive. So he's fressing. I don't know if you have that. You know what that is? Right? He's not just eating, he's... has to be zoil v'soivik, and that has halachas. What that has to look like? It has to be a chavur reikim u'peichzim, and it has to be boser, not even chicken. A real fester. He doesn't eat chicken. He eats you know, red meat, and he has to drink. They didn't have beer in those days, but he has to drink. He has to drink wine. It has to be a zoil v'soivik halachas. Actually, they had beer, but that's not enough. It has to be wine. So in those halachas, the Rambam says that the boser yoichel haboser chai ve'ene chai mevushel. I think here the kederach shaganov meichlim means this. It has to be a kind of grub eating, like ganov meat. How do ganov meat? Refined people, civilized people, they eat the meat fully cooked. Ganovim, low lives, they eat the meat half raw, like cavemen. They eat the meat. They're grubby people. They don't sit down to a refined meal. They're eating on their. I don't have to meichlim, but. The nekuda here is kederech shaganovim oichlim, meaning not because it's loy mimshuch. There's no mention here about loy mimshuch. It's not zoil v'soive. If the meat is fully cooked, then regular people eat it fully cooked. Refined, civilized people go to fine restaurants and they eat the meat fully cooked. Doesn't have to be well done, but it's cooked in a normal way, and that's a refined achil. That's not zoil v'soive. Zoil v'soive is he eats it like a you know, like a Neanderthal. He eats the meat half raw. It's not lapuki fully raw. Fully raw is even worse. The Rambam's not explaining, all right, fully raw is potter. Fully raw should really be b'chai. Because al zoil v'soive, really raw meat, would certainly be b'chai. The Rambam's going to talk about later in Halacha Dalet why fully raw is potter. Right now he's explaining why fully cooked is potter. Fully cooked is potter because it's not kederach shaganov v'meichlim the way civilized people drink. So when he says mevushel v'ene mevushel, he does not explain why raw is potter. He's explaining why, even though it's cooked, but it's not fully cooked. Because fully cooked is not zoil v'soive. The same thing with the yayin. He's explaining, not explaining why the totally raw ratgut wine, it's not diluted at all, why that's potter. That should be even more chayiv. He's explaining the other way. Why, if it's very mozug, the way regular people drink it, like Rova drank his wine, one part wine, three parts water, that's a very refined way to drink wine. That's not kederach shah gagaronim shayisim. Gagaronim, when they drink wine, they drink the wine strong. On a fire in their belly, so that's what I was talking about. Halacha beis, if the wine should be only mosul like agaronim, not fully mosul, like drunkard's drink, because otherwise it lacks in zoil v'soive. But now, if you only had halacha beis, I would say, okay, so if it's totally uncut, or if the meat was totally raw, so that's for sure zoil v'soive. That's for sure b'chayim. Comes along with Amin halacha dalet, he says that's also potter, but that's potter for a different reason. That's potter because it's a mikre, ve'ein odom yochel, the Rambam says, ve'ein odom yochel li moshech b'zeh. Because that's totally freakish. Even a grubby person can't eat his meat raw like a dog. He can't drink the wine totally uncut without any water at all. That's a mikre, that's a freakish thing. So a freakish thing, the Rambam says, it's a mikre, ve'ein odom yochel li moshech b'zeh, that's also potter. But now already, I don't think that this p'tur of mikrehu is what Rashi means when he says le'mimshuch. When Rashi says le'mimshuch, Rashi means it's not so good. It's not so tasty, so you're not going to be soifu the last name of Sebrius. Yayin, that's not, yayin ayitalki, is not so mimshuch that you're going to be soifu the last name of Sebrius. Wine, that's how Rashi learns always. Not mimshuch means you're not going to be soifu the last name of Sebrius. The Rambam's not talking about that. The Rambam's talking about The Rambam is saying something else. The Rambam is talking about something which is not just that it's not so delectable. It's not something that a person could normally do more than once or twice. To eat raw meat, it's a mikre. A person drinks yayin, that's not yayin aitalki, what Rashi has. That's not a mikre. maybe not, you know, you don't write it up in the magazines, but it's not a mikra. It's not a mikra. Here the Rambam saying a special case. Raw meat, which people, it's maybe, you know, for a bet, he drank, he ate some raw meat, but it's not something you can normally do. So that's altogether freakish. So I don't think that's a p'tur because he's not going to be soifim from the last time of Sabrius. I think it's not a p'tur because it doesn't make him a zoil of a soiva, even in the sense of being married, which is over imoy. The being married, which is over imoy, is that he has the habit of being married, which is over imoy. He has to do it twice. The first time he gets malchus, then he does it again. He has to be masmid into being married over imoy. So eating, you know, he ate this raw meat, which is like a freakish thing. That how many times could he eat raw meat? That doesn't even make him a married over imoy. Because that's altogether a mikra. He did it once, maybe he did it twice. He's not going to be able to do it a third time. So that's not even called that he's soiru meira kolav v'imay. But again, the Rambam doesn't have that same sofer at all. And if I think this fits in again to the Rambam Shita, the Rambam doesn't even bring the Al Shem Sofer in there. And really, that's a right b'fnei atzma. How can the Rambam mean that the reason why you potter by raw meat is because Einam Yochel Yimoshech and therefore it's not going to be Sofer the last name of Sabrius? That can't be what the Rambam means, because the Rambam never said that Ben Sofer Meir has anything to do with Sofer the last name of Sabrius, with Al Shem Sofer Nerag. If the Rambam is mashed with the whole din of Al Shem Sofer Nerag, so when the Rambam says that for raw meat he's potter because it's a carry, Einam Yochel Yimoshech b'zeh, he can't mean because, and therefore it's not Al Shem Sofer, because then the Rambam would have had to tell me first, would have had to preface that there's a concept of Al Shem Sofer. I think again, the Rambam is not working with Hashem Soifah. The Rambam is Hashem Soifah this time of the Krah, but in the halacha it has no nafkamina. The halacha has to be a zoil of a soive, has to be a very vulgar kind of eating which has halachas, and it can't be fully cooked because that's not zoil of a soive, and it can't be very diluted because it's not zoil of a soive, and there's other halachas, can't be basar oif because it's not zoil of a soive, and yada yada. The Rambam also that it has no such eye and there's no such condition. The one thing is, it can't be a total freak. Basar, raw meat and raw uncut wine, that's a mikra. The mikra is not called that's nothing. That's not even called that he's married by other women. The one question which is maybe which does have to deal with, which is maybe a little bit difficult, is that the Rama says, and Chesky mentioned before, the Rama says that a bas is potter, which is ben v'le bas. So an Agamar says it's exactly a cause of ben v'le bas. But the Rama says that's a reason that a bas is potter. Because ein darkei shel ishur l'yimoshech achar achila v'shtiyah.
Well, he also starts off with tirsakasa.
What?
So maybe he's
right. Yes, but he says it's a husband. Because she's not ein darkei l'yimoshech. So there already, that would be tempting to say ein darkei l'yimoshech. I mean, she's not going to be safe for the last time of Sabrius, or safe for Lisma Yisrael. She's not going to become addicted. So it lacks in the Al Shem Sofer. But again, it's very hard to learn that that's the shot, because the Rambam never said anything about Al Shem Soifah. How could he mean that? Then he would have had to tell me that Mitzrayim Mer is Al Shem Soifah. So I think at Kor Chatoimer, that even there, that if she's not Nimshach Achil Achil Vashtiyah, means that for her it's not a Merida B'Kol Avvimah. By the Ben who's Nimshach Achil Achil Vashtiyah, so the Achil Vashtiyah, that's already a Merida B'Shus Avvimah, because he's going to continue to be Achil Vashtiyah and Goyim Mishal Avvimah. So it's called an act of Merida. And by a girl who's not Dakali Mashach Achil Vashtiyah, so then it's not, it lacks in the Ben Sofer Meir. But the Al Shem Sofer in the Rambam does not play a role at all. Now I have a kasha though. I think all of this is very in the Rambam. The Shemus Rambam again. Hagadol Mikulam is the Rambam does not bring Ben Sofer Meir Al Shem Sofer in there at all. This doesn't exist in the Rambam. And the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim that the Geder Ben Sofer Meir is that he's Sofer Meir Al Kol Avimah, he's Meir Bav Avimah. I think all of that is very strongly inducing to this conclusion that by the Rambam, the Geder Ben Sofer Meir is that he's Meir Bav Avimah, it's not Al Shem Sofer Nerag. Al Shem Sofer Nerag is the time of the Krah. But in the Halacha, it's not, it's like my level of Meir. I do have a problem. The Mishnah says that Ben Sofer Meir has to be Gonav Mishal Aviv. There's one time it holds it has to be Gonav Mishal Imay. Also, we don't pass that it has to be Gonav Mishal Aviv. So the Gemara says, why does it have to be Gonav Mishal Aviv? So Yishami says, Xeris Melech. It's kind of interesting Yishami. Yishami at the beginning of the parak says that Ben Sofer Meir is totally counterintuitive. Kulun Elayah Delay Mustaber. Everything is against the Svar. Really, what's worse, says the Yishami, to steal from his father or to steal from somebody else? To steal from somebody else is worse, the Yishami says. I guess because the father, people in my head, to take from the father's wallet, but from somebody else, it's Mamasha. And the Yishami says that's worse. It's worse, to steal from somebody else is worse. The Yishami says, what's worse, a Gadol who doesn't have Eira or a child who's just by mitzvah doesn't have Eira? A Gadol is about it worse. The Yishami says, what's worse? There's a third one. God Mishal Olive L'Chara not as bad, and what's worse, a Ben who's been Sarah Meir or a Bas who's been Sarah Meir? So Bas is worse. It's Hepech HaTeva. Ela Kulam Zeres Melechem. It's all Zeres HaKosim. In Agamar it says that God Mishal Olive, the reason why he has to be God Mishal Olive is because it's Shchiach Le. That's money that he could always find. And Gonim Mishal Achayim is L'Shchiach Le. That's not, the opportunity is not going to always be there. And Rashi learns Pshat, the Chayim is Poshe Pshat, but by Rashi that's Pshat and everything, is that it's Le'Mimshach. Meaning, you know, the whole thing is Seifel, the last name is Sabriyah. So from his father, he'll always be able to steal, he's going to get addicted. And then eventually the money's going to run out, and then he's going to be the last name of Sabriyah. But if he steals Mishal Achayim is not so much opportunity to steal Mishal Achayim altogether. There'll be a few burglaries, and people will put up burglar alarms, and he's not going to be able to do it even now. So it's not going to be safe for the last of the Sabriyas. But the halach is that. But the Gemara says that the reason why Gonav has to be Gonav Mishal Aviv is because it's Shchiach Le. That's what's that money is available. Other people's money is not available. So Chayesher, the way I'm saying that the whole definition of Entzayim Meira is because he's married Mishas Aviv Imai. With what is he married Mishas Aviv Imai? L'chayer, because he's stealing from the father. He's being Zayil V'Sayve with money that he stole from the father. So that makes him a Meirid, the Kol Avavim. So then why does the Gemara have to say that he's Potter Mishal Achayim, because it's not Shchiach Le? The Gemara should say, if he's told Mishal Achayim, then he's not a Sarah Meirid, which is Kol Avavim. He's not a Sarah Meirid, Kol Avavim. That's number one. Number two, Chayim should also, because Mela, he's Meirid, which is Aviv, He's Sayyidah Mara Alkal Aviv. So I understand, because he stole from the father. But how has it been Sayyidah Mara Alkal Imun? With what is he rebelling against the mother? He didn't steal from the mother. There's one time that he has to steal from the mother, we don't pass on that. He has to steal only from the father. So he never stole from the mother. If he never stole from the mother, so he's Zayl of a Sayyidah. So he's a Zayl of a Sayyidah. But with what is he a Sayyidah Mara Alkal Imun? I have to say that the merida of Avimo is not because he stole from the father. In fact, we wouldn't even need him to steal from the father if accepted as Shchiach Le. And from the mother, you also get a nasty one. The merida the Sayyidah Marakal of Avimo is the fact that he's a Zayl of a Sayyidah, and that itself is considered to be a merida in the Musara. So, I had suggested that I should run through the Gemaras. Anybody know? I had a Gemara. There's a Gemara that I think is relevant on here. Anybody know what I'm referring to?
The Gemara said that I think there are two reasons. I don't remember what they are, but that they bring up a case, I think, where the mother could have money where the father wouldn't have.
Yeah, because that's the demand. Only the mother that has to steal from the mother. But we passing only has to steal from the father. So machlekes tanoim. So I'm saying, so where was the merida in the mother? How kochek that they're just drinking wine and being a drunk and being a zol v'soyve is a merida in the mother, and maybe from the father too. Yeah. So who's saying shlomo melech? That's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in our parish. Wait, I think that's what it's doing. The Gemara says, "Hope a pasuk in Mishlei, divrei lemuel melech masa she yisarta imoy." Amar Yechem Shimon Yichai melamed she kafasi imoy ala omod bas sheva took shlomo melech and she gave him musar. Ve'omolei ma bri umar bar bitni umar bar netorai. How can he be such a drunk? People are going to blame it on me. They're going to say, "Oh well, his father was David HaMelech, so how come he became a drunk? Because his mother was Bathsheba." So how it reflects? If you're a drunk, it reflects on me. His whole passion say for Mishle. So he said, "So it's Hakam Pesukim before Russian." That when the son is a drunk, so it's my Briu, my Bar Bitni, then it's against Musaraim. People are going to say the mother didn't bring him up right. It's a Merida in the Musaraim, and who did in the Musarav? So I think that's the Chari as well. So it doesn't even matter if he stole from the mother. the etzem being zayla v'sayve, but time and iskarim, that's called the disayla that isayra mayra al, which is al kalav v'imah here. You see, the Sufi says it. Yeah, right. It's all connected. So yeah, I think that's the soy plus, you know, the Shita Sarama, that's really what the takeaway from today. The Shita Sarama, we'll have to see going forward. The Shita Sarama means that Ben Sarah Murah, the Pshut Shalmikra, really, you read the Psalm, that's the impression you get. But also be Alb Vima, even in as a Sarah Murah, it sounds like a parasha about being Mamre, the Kol Alb Vima. But again, I don't know that it's a Dalvar Muslim. Could very well be that in Rashi, Lamashul, who says everything is Lemimshach, it has to be Al Shem Soifai, or the Ramah, who says that it's Hasroidif, certainly you see that way. That's really nothing to do, it's not a parasha in Mary Balvim at all. It's a parasha of Soifu Lastim, Melastim, Sabrius. The Ramah calls him Amish Aroidif. I don't know why he didn't tell if he's Aroidif, that's an open question. But Akaponim, in those Rishonim, we do not necessarily know that this is anything to do with being with Mary Balvim. Ayat says, Enenu Shemei Bekolenu. Here, actually, that's a technical halacha. The parents have to tell him not to be Zoyl of a Soyve, otherwise, in order for him to be Chayiv. But that's not necessarily the ideation of the halacha. But in the Rambam, it's very clear that the Rambam held by the Al-Shem Soifi in the Rambam takes a very background role. The Rambam doesn't even bring the Al-Shem Soifi. And all the halachas that Rashi pins on Al-Shem Soifi, all the Lay Mimshach halachas, the Rambam doesn't have that at all. The Rambam, nothing's else. There's no Lay Mimshach in the Rambam except for a very narrow case of a keri, of a guy eats raw meat. And that's not necessarily because it's not in the last time it's Hebrews. It's just not the inner yochel. He did it once, twice, can't even do it a third time. That's a separate category. But the whole notion of Lay Mimshach, that he's not going to be safe in the last time it's Hebrews, and the Ram does not appear, the whole Lashon Seif in the Ram doesn't appear. What the Ram does say is that the Gedev in Sayyid Amara, that he has to be, if he's Hikif Hazokon, so he's Yotzer Mishas Oviv, because Ben Sayyid Amara has to do with being Mishas Oviv. I don't know why I didn't say Mishas Imbay, but it has to do with being Mishas Om. And Hikif Hazokon is partly because he's not a little kid anymore. So he can no longer. So it's no longer so chomer that he's married Bishus Ovav Imay. And the Rambam, Halal Kulam, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Mamre, where the Rambam says that that's not going to get of Ben Sarah Meir. So lo yad Ben Sarah Umayr, I'll call Ovav Imay. Okay.